Okay, today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Tzadi Dalet. We are in the first full daf here in Maseches Bava Kama. First full daf in the ninth parak of Maseches Bava Kama, and today's daf is sponsored by the Orlinsky family. L'zecha Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael Orlinsky, a survivor of the Holocaust who had a tremendous life. And if anybody wants to see anything about his life, they could go to the bcbm.org website. But the daf is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmaso. Okay, let's continue now. Tzadi Gimel Amebeis. We are in the bottom of the first sugya, and that is Shinui Konas. Remember, the Gemara was talking based on the first Mishnah here in Hagozel. If somebody, the Gazlan is Mishane, or a Shinui happens by itself. Somebody steals wood and makes Kalim, Semer, Vasan, Begadim, so then they pay Kishasak Zelap. They have to pay based on the moment that they stole, because right now it's not as it was. As we discussed back in the seventh parak, all the different makoros for a Shini Kona based on Svara, based on Xeris HaKasev, and the contrast that we had between Shinui and Yeyush. If you remember that, Shinui is Vadai Kona. What about Yeyush? Is a Kona Darais? Is a Kona Darabanan? And the like. The Gemara, at the end of the last year, discussed, compared and contrasted the concept of Shinui regarding the issue of Gzela and the concept of Shinui regarding the issue of Reishis Hageiz. Reishis Hageiz, the mitzvah Saseh Daraisa of giving the first shearings to the Kohen. If somebody, says the Mishnah in Chulin, if somebody colors the shearings, then they are putter to give it to the Kohen, because it's no longer Reishis Hageiz. The Gemara there, so the Gemara contrasts that context of Shinui and our context of Shinui. Over there, the Mishnah seems to say that Libun is not a Shinui. And what about here? Libun is a Shinui. So we had a couple of answers given. After all, we're about to start with Amar Abaya, a couple lines up from the bottom. But just before we do that, just Lamaskana, the Meiri points out that there is a Machlokes, what we would pass in Lamaskana. Is there a difference in different contexts regarding Shinui? Says the Meiri, Ula Inyan Reishis Hageiz, Eino Shinui, Af Benafutz, Osiruk, Olibun Begafris. Regarding Reishis Hageiz, nothing is a Shinui, Lamaskana. Meaning all the Shinuyim do not separate and cause eat siruf between what is cut new and what was cut already, meaning nothing's considered a shinui. The yesh shemashvim es hamidos being gzela l'reishis hageiz. Some people compare the context between gzela and reishis hageiz, and they read one in light of the other. Ugdole hamachaber, when he quotes the Rambam, nireh midaitam sheb gzela nikra shinui benafutz of reishis hageiz eino shinui b'shum davar. But he quotes others like the Rambam, seem to say there is a difference, lamaskana, between Shinui here and Shinui there. The Chachmi Hadorah Shalafanenu, the Hashlama, Pasku Sheini Shinui the Olam, Lo Benefits Vasirik, but Lo Believe in Adik Offers. So some read one in light of the other to say they Shinuiim, Shini Kona in both, not Shini Kona. It's a different item in both. Some say it's not a different item in both, and some are Machalik. And says the Miri, what do I like? Vinir and Advarim Kishita Seinu. I like to say that there's a distinction between the two. V'yafalpi shehikshu b'gemara mizulazu, and even though the Gemara asks from one to the other, Ratzalamar meireshus hageiz l'gzela, einan domos zulazu. That's all the Meiri says. Even though the Gemara compares them and contrasts them, but, you know, they're not exactly the same. That's all the Meiri says. So it leaves it up to us to figure out, so what's the difference between them? If there's a concept of shinui, the Gemara seems to compare them, so what's the difference? If you look in the Evan Azal, if you look in Rav Yisrael Zalman, in Hilchos Gizela, Perek Beis, Halach Yud Beis, he quotes this Meiri, and then he says the difference. He says the difference is because what does each context require? Asher Gazal, right, he's going in the direction of, by Gizela, it could be easier to have a Shinui be effective than by Reishis Hageiz. By Gazal, all you need is it for it not to be Ke'en Shagazal. So if it's not exactly the same, it's not Heshev is a Gzela, and you have to return what you stole, the second that it's any different than what you stole, so then it's you don't have the same Chiyav Hashava, and therefore it's a very low standard for what you need for Shinui. Masha'enke, when it comes to Reishis Hageiz is Geiz Tzoncha, whatever is considered your the shearings of your sheep. So even if it's a little different, it's still Geiz Tzoncha. It's still the same. and therefore there could be a difference. V'nirad yishlo, but the gabi reishis agayis to who liftar legamre tzarach shini gadol lahafkia shelo yiyu alze shem geis soncha. V'lachein mashu muchrach betikunat semer v'akol osen kein, the normal processing of the wool, of the cleaning and the combing, lo nifka b'zeh shem giza, that doesn't remove your the status of geis soncha. Aval gabi gzeila dechsev asher gazal ditzarech lahashiv rak ke'ein shegazal v'kivad al kapanem asa hagazlan tikun kavua eino ke'ein shegazal ditzarech lahashiv mashe tikein v'nochayev lahashiv al kshasa gzeila. So that's the important comments of the Evan Hazel explaining the Meiri, that there could be chilukim between the different contexts. Okay. Amar Abaya, let's continue now, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Says Abaya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, V'Rabbi Yishmael, all 5 of these Tanaim, Kulhu Sviraluhu, Shinui Bimkomo Omeid. All of them reject the concept of Shinui Kona. They each say that Shinui does not change the status of the item. They all put together. Pashas, if you look at Rashi, if we look at Rashi, Bimkoma Omei, second to last Rashi, Ein Zaz Meirushas Bailam Harishonim V'yafilu Nishtana. Rashi seems to put all of these Tanam together. Again, he doesn't say so much, but he says they all reject the concept of Shinui. Right? It doesn't leave the Rishus of the Bailam, even if there's a Shinui that takes place. It's all unchanged. If you look at Tosas, and Tosas remain in Peretz, they say Rashi gives a little impression that we'd rather not have, because everybody agrees to some shinui. It's not like these Tanam reject all shinuyim. They reject the shinui in the context in which they're talking. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't have any shinui. Tosfos says on the bottom, Tema, Habitzvo v'argo moda. Shimon ben Yehuda, who we're going to get back to, who said the shita in the previous brisa, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, if you want to just look up, he said, Reb Shimon Yehuda, I'm sorry, Reb Shimon, Tzva'o mitzaref, right? And Tzva'o, right? There are some that everybody agreed to. V'lo palagela b'tzva'o, mishim d'lo chashav le'shinoi. They agree by weaving something, they just argue by coloring something. So v'yesh lomar, Tosfos says, and Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz says, lav dafka amru davar echad. Abaya does not mean that they all say the same thing and reject all shinuyim. Doesn't really mean that. Ela klomar b'shita achas hein ukaigam nika b'kamaduchti. You find many times in Shas where there's an Amora that says these 5 Tanaim hold the same thing. Doesn't mean the same thing. It means the same general idea, but it could be that there's difference in the quantity in each of the contexts. So Rashi, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Peretz point that out. Does Rashi reject that? Maybe they seem to say that Rashi rejects that idea, but Rashi doesn't say so much. Rashi just says that they all say it's Bavailam HaRishonim, but it could be in their each respective context. Okay, but either way, so who are all these people? Says the Gemara, Shimon ben Yehuda Hada'aman. Shimon ben Yehuda we just had, right? He's the one that said by Tzva'o Mitztaref, right, in the Brisa that we just had 10 lines up. Even if I shear some wool, and then I color it, I dye it, and then I shear some more, it's still mitztaref. For Rashi's gaze, I don't say, the dyed ones is different right now. Right, so there he says that in that context, shinui is not effective. Number one. Number two, Beis Shammai, Maihi. What's the Beis Shammai? Did Tanya, we had this brisa back in the 7th parak. Nasa lachitam besnena. Va'asan soles, zeisim asan shemen. Somebody gives wheat as payment for the zona, as an esnan, and she makes it into flour. Olives, she makes it into oil. Anavim vasan yayin. Grapes, she makes it into wine. So what is the halach in all these cases? What's the issue? The issue is, can you bring this, use this, for a karban? For a karban mincha. So, the pasuk says in Kiseitse, Esnan zonen, lo savi esnan zonen mechir kelev, beis Hashem alkecha. Or you can't bring it. So, tani chada aser v'tanya idach mutter. Machlokas and brises. V'yamar of Yosef, tani gurion deme isparak. Rav Gurion says that these two brises are really a machlokas tanoim. Beishamai osrin ubeisila matirin. Beishamai says it's aser, even though it has gone through a change, a shinui. Still, Beishamai says it's still aser to bring it legavoa. And Beisila is matir. Beisila says no, because there's a shinui, it is no longer considered an esnan. My time at the Beis Shammai. By the way, this is the way that Rashi and Rav Rishonim read this Gemara, as we discussed in the seventh parak. The Yireim has a totally different way of reading it, but we're not going to review that again right now. So, my time at the Beis Shammai, Omar Kra. Beis Shammai says, what's the reason for Beis Shammai? That you do not hold of Shinui. Gam Shnehem L'Rabo Shinuyehem. Gam Shnehem, that extra word Gam, Gam is always a ribui, includes even where these items underwent the shinui, it's still going to be usher to bring it as a carbon. Obeis Hillel, Amar Kra, Haim, Velo Shinuyayim. Beis Hillel focuses on the word Haim, which is an exclusionary word. Haim, Velo Shinuyayim, they are usher to bring as a carbon. But Shinuyayim, if I wanted to bring some of the oil, some of the flour as a carbon mincha, so that would be okay. Obeis Shammai Hogsiv Haim, what does Beis Shammai do with the exclusionary word of Haim? Homi boy, lay Haim, Velo Vladosayim. He says, they are usser, but their vlados, if they have an offspring, those would not be usser. Obeis Hillel tarti shma spina. Beis Hillel learns both from that word. Haim velo shinuyim, haim velo vlados hayim. Haim means just them. Anything that's not them, whether it's shinui or vlados, are excluded. Obeis Hillel nami hoksiv gam, gam lebeis Hillel, kasha. Okay, that we will leave. God for Beis Hillel would be a question. The Ramban on these Pesukim and Kiseitse has a suggestion what Gam could be for Beis Hillel as well. But either way, this is number two. Beis Shammai also rejected the concept of Shinui in the context of Esnan. Just to remember one or two points that we discussed then, where this came up, in the seventh parak. Tosfos. We quoted this line of Tosfos very recently also. Tosfos back on Samachayim Abeis asks, Dibur Maskol Ha, V'yim Tomar, Heichim Damile. How could the Gemara compare stealing and payment for an esnan? Dema inyan esnan eitzel shinui? Asked Tosfos. What is the connection? Esnan is paying for the services and shinui. What do the two have to do with each other? So Tosfos said, v'yesh lomar diksavar di shinui kone imkain roi hulahatir shinui beesnan. If you hold shinui kone by gezela, so mistama, it makes sense to be mater shinui by esnan. Why? Here's Tosfos' key words: dechashiv ka'acher ve'einzo oso shobal yada b'tores esnan. It's a different chafsa. Again, you might think it's obvious, but Tosfos says the formulation. Tosfos obviously did not think it was obvious in his question. Tosfos asked the question of how could you compare shinui and esnan, but the answer is that because you hold shinui kone, that shows it's a different chafsa, and therefore it's comparable to you could use that idea in esnan and chashiv ka'acher. It's not the same one that came, and this is also that Tosfos is what we related to the chakira we just had in the last year, and that is in general how does shinui kone work. How does it work? I stole something and then there's a shinui that takes place. I don't have to return it anymore. There's no rechiyav hashava. So all the achronim discuss, is that because shinui kone is mamish a kinyan? Like other kinyanim, there are many ways to be kone something, including shinui. If that's the case, then it's very hard to compare that to esnan. Because what does a kinyan have to do with esnan being able to be hukruf as a karbon? But if you take the second approach to shinui kone, so then it's a little more comparable in various contexts. What's the second approach? Really, a god or a gazlan is kone the item right away. If I steal it, I'm kone it. Legabe chiyavonsin, legabe shmira. The problem is, though, there's a chiyav hashava. I have to return it to you. I stole it, I'm kone it somewhat, but you still also have rights. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, Zelafi Shena Shalov, Zelafi Shena Pershuso. You still have rights, and because of your rights, I have a chiyuv to return it. The second, it's no longer the item anymore. Once a shinui takes place, a shinui is not kona anything. A shinui removes the chiyuv hashava, so then memela, the kinyanim that took place anyway at T1, at Shasak Zela, are able to kick in fully. Right, so Shinu just removes the Chiyav Hashava and allow the previous Kinyanim to kick in. If that's the case, so Achronim say, maybe that's what Tosfos is saying. Chashiv Ka'acher, it's a different Chefsa. So in Memewa, that concept could apply in various contexts. That's the two approaches. Again, we said that's maybe the two ideas in the rush at the beginning of the parak. What does kishasa gzela mean? Does it mean really kishasa gzela, or at the moment before the animal gives birth? Right, the discussion we had on the Mishnah in the last year. So either way, this is an important an important hakira to be aware of. The Tosfos Rid there on Daf Samachay said even Lamaskana, you don't have to say they're exactly the same. There still could be differences between Shinui here and Shinui there. If you remember, the Tosfos Rid said that regarding Esnan and Geneva, Gzela, you might be mechalik between a Shinui Dememela versus Shinui Maisa. Do you have to actually do the action? What if something changes by itself? What if the animal gets older? Is that a good enough of a Shinui? So the Tosfos Rid says, by Gzela, that would be good enough. But by Esnan, that would not be good enough. Right, so even the Maskana, even the Gemara compares it, you might say it's not exactly the same. Tshuva, bevadai shinui haba me'elav ein dinam shaveh. The shinui is not the same regarding shinui de me'elav. Aval b'shinui maisa, du shinui chashuv, ki hechi de chashuv linyin gzela, chashuv nami linyin mizbeach. Velo dami shinui haba me'elav, l'shinui haba biyadayim. You wouldn't say that it's comparable in that case, right? Only by Geneva, Tle v'nasa ayo, like v'nasa shor, that's a shinui. But if you give a Tle to a zona, and then it becomes an ayo, you would not say that it's allowed on the Mizbeach, right? So that's the Tosfos Rid, that even though you compare them, it wouldn't be exactly you wouldn't compare them fully. Okay, so that is all, just remembering some things that we said then, and it comes up here as well. That is shita number two regarding shinui. Number three, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Mahi. Who is Rav Elazar ben Yaakov on this list of Abaya? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov also does not hold of shinui kone, it's shinui bimkoma ome. So Mahi the Tanya, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov omer, hare shegaz achisa shel chitim. If somebody steals wheat, vit tachna lasha va'afa, what happens? Then he or she grinds the wheat, lush kneads the wheat, and bakes the wheat. V'hifrish mimena chala. I stole wheat and I basically bake a chala with it. So there's a shinui. There's been a shinui done. I ground it, I kneaded it, I baked it. There's been a lot of shinui. So what does the Gemara say? Ketzad mevarech. What bracha do you make? What bracha are we talking about here? We're talking about the birchas hamitzvah, the bracha on hafrasha. So what bracha for hafrasha's challah do I make? Says the Gemara, nothing. Ein ze mevarech ala minayitz. This is disgusting. You do this and then you may want to make a bracha on it. You do not make a bracha on that context. Yalze nemar botseya berech lietz Hashem. The Gemara said, Hedron Davav has many different limudim on this pasuk, but one of them is botseya. If somebody breaks bread in this context, berech, and he makes a bracha on it, Nietz Hashem, Hashem finds it disgusting if somebody steals and then wants to make a brach on it. But what do you see from there? There was a shinui here. It was totally different than what I stole. It's still a problem to make a bracha on this? Why would it be a problem to make a bracha? So it must be because he, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, rejects the concept of shinui. A lot to talk about on this Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. First, we'll start with Tosfos. Tosfos wonders on top. Tosfos wonders, why does the Gemara, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, go through that you ground it and you kneaded it and you baked it and then talk about the bracha? The chi of hafrashas challah is before it's baked. It's when it's a dough. That's when we have to take a chi of hafrasha. If I forgot, so then even after I baked it, the chi of didn't disappear, I have to take off challah then. But why does the Gemara give the example of even baking it? So Tosfos says on top, Mishas Gilgol Mischayev Achala. Really, at the time that you add the water and it starts being kneaded, that's when it's Chayev Achala Areli. Ele Rabusa Kamashbalan. The Chiddush is as follows: Di Afal Pisha Asa Kol Hashinuyim Halalu Ein Elaminites. The Chiddush is that even after baking and it's so different than what you stole, it's still Asa to make a bracha. Right, so the chiddush is, you're right, the chi of hafrasha is earlier. But the chiddush is that even after all the shinuyim, it's still a problem to make a bracha. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi, if you look in Rav Schechter's Eretz Tzvi on page Lamed, he discusses there that we have a pasuk, Botzea Beirich Lietz Hashem, Ein Zeh Bevarech Al Menoitz. The Gemara is going to say this in a few lines, but the Gemara is going to discuss this more in a few lines, but ask Rav Schechter here in the footnote, and it could be from Rav Soloveitchik. You're not getting a mitzvah here. You're not getting a mitzvah here. I stole the challah. So if I'm not getting a mitzvah, so of course there's no birchas hamitzvah. Isn't it a bracha levatala? So there are the losisa. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk? Oh, botzei haberech nietz Hashem. I stole the flour. or I stole the wheat, I'm not going to get, and you hold shinui is not kone, so if you hold shinui is not kone, or shini bimkoma omeid is a better lashon, so then memela, I'm not yotze the mitzvah, I'm not yotze the mitzvah, so then why do I need a pasuk to tell me I'm not going to make a bracha, and it's also to make a bracha. So vahayanira lomar, he explains, nihi, you're right that there's no mitzvah here, because of, as we'll see soon, mitzvah babavera. You're right, there's no mitzvah, but maybe the havamina was that still, what you did, is it a maisa hafrasha? Did it still, was it misakein the kri? In this case, am I allowed to eat the rest of the dough? Is somebody else? Is that tevel? Or not? Pashas not. That the action was a maisa hafrasha. I'm just not going to get the mitzvah of hafrasha's chala. So maybe that was the havamina. Maybe the birchas hamitzvah by hafrashas chala doesn't relate to the kiyum hamitzvah. It relates to the maisa hafrasha. And as long as there's a maisa hafrasha done, then it could be appropriate to make a bracha. Kamashal on the brisa says no. And that's the chidpot. Say a birch yeis Hashem. Even if it's only a hafrasha and not even a mitzvah, still it is inappropriate to make a bracha in this context. Right? Lahazker, shem shemayim, olav roi lachmer yoser, as Tosfos describes. And therefore, it is not appropriate. Good. One other discussion to have, and that is, you don't make a birchas hamitzvah in this context. What about a birchas hanehenin? Would one make a birchas hanehenin if they eat something that's usser? They eat something that's stolen? So that, it's come up in the past, is machlokas ramam raivin. If I eat a piece of treif, so I'm not so makpid on kashrus, but I'm makpid on brachas. Do I make a bracha on pig if I would eat pig? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam says that kol ochel davar ha'aser, this is in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yutes, kol ochel davar ha'aser, bein bezadon, bein bishkaga, eino mivarech alav, lo betchila v'lo basof. No bracha. There's no bracha at all on a davar ha'aser. Ketzad, hari sha'ochel tevel v'afilu tevel midivrehem, even tevel derabanan, or ma'aser sheni shalonifto kilchasan. Eino mevarech, even an isa drabanan, you don't make a bracha on. The ein sarach lomar machon avelos a treifos, o shasa yayin nesach vayose bahem. Surely if you eat treif daraisa, you're not going to make a bracha. That's the Rambam Shita, and the Ravid, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. And that's the Ravid though argues, the Ravid and the Rush argues. The Ravid says here, ta bazeh to is gedola. Classic. The Rambam made a big mistake here. Why? Because when the Gemara in Bracha says, Ein Mevarchin, right, when it says you don't make a Bracha, that only means Ein Mezamnin. You don't have Zimun. If you have a treif bread, you don't have a Zimun on non-kosher items. Lomar, She'ein Len Kfiyus Lezimun, Hol V'Ochlin Davar Ha'aser, V'Hu Ke'ein Achilas Peros, She'ein Len Keva Lezimun, Ala Bracha Tchila V'Sof, Lamalo Yavarchu, Hol V'Nenu. Well, you should do two things wrong. You're getting benefit, you're getting nourished, so why shouldn't you make a Berchaz Anenin? So the Rambam would answer, Berchaz Anenin is a matir, and this is not mutter. Right, even after I make the bracha, it's still not mutter. So it's undermining the definition of what it's supposed to accomplish. And therefore, there's no use, and there's no purpose, there's no reason for it. So that is the machlokas Rambam Ravid relating to non-kosher. An interesting discussion is in the Beis Yosef and the Taz and others, what about a chole? What about someone who is a chole who has to eat non-kosher and who is allowed to eat non-kosher? Would they make a bracha according to the Rambam? Because lomaisa, they're allowed to, but inherently, it's a non-kosher item. So does the bracha go on the behavior of the gaver, or does it go on the item? So the Beis Yosef goes 2 days. Beis Yosef assumes for sure that the Rambam would say you make a bracha there. He quotes others that not. He quotes, Ha'ochal davar iser b'makam sakana, kasav, he quotes the Rama, she'enam avarech alav. V'li nira demoda harambam, t'koki agavnam avarech alav. Machlokas, achronim, the Taz assumes against the Beis Yosef. The Taz assumes you would not make a bracha on it, but this is a discussion, meaning what is the mechayev of a bracha? That's what the issue would be. Chashuk Echemen here discusses, what happens if I stole something? Is stealing the same thing as not kosher? Right, what happens like that? The Yerushalmi doesn't talk about, the Baal doesn't talk about this kind of case. What if I stole matzah? Could I use stolen matzah for Pesach? Do I say is it like a stolen sukkah? stolen matzah. What if I, the Yerushalmi and Shabbos contrast that to, what happens if I steal a beged? I'm sorry. I carry a beged through Rosh Hashanah Rav on Shabbos. And then I do kriya, that I'm a yotzei de kriya. If you do, is the aveira over? So all of these, there's an aveira done, but does it adhere in the chefza? So the Chashuki Chemet here discusses, I stole an apple, I made a bracha, and then the nignaf says, that's my apple, stop it! And I had charata right then. So I say, okay, can I keep the apple? Yeah, so I pay him for it. Do I make a new bracha? Well, I didn't say that whole thing, because that would be a hefsek. But if you did that without being mafsek. So he talks about, you have to make a new bracha then. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, next in the line, the fourth, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Maihi, who is Reb Shimon ben Elazar? Detanya, Klal ze on Reb Shimon ben Elazar, as follows, he also holds Shinui bimkoma omed. Kol shevach sheshbiach gazlan, yado al ha'alyona. If the gazlan appreciated the item, then he has the upper hand in terms of getting his value back. Ratza not al shivcho, ratza omer lo harei shalcha lefanecha. He could take his shevach, or he could say, here it is, harei shalcha lefanecha. Ask the Gemara, Mike Kamar. What does this brisa mean? Harei shalcha lefanecha is always used when you're returning something that became bad, inferior. Let's say you stole chametz and now it's Pesach, and you give it back after Pesach. You have a shor and it became a shor niskal. You never say harei shalcha lefanecha where something's better than it was. So what is he talking about? So Amar Rav Sheshes Achikamar, you're right, we're missing a couple of lines. Hishbicha, no, toshivcha. If a gazlan stole something and appreciated it, so he takes the appreciated value. Kicheish, if it got worse, omerlo, hareshecha lefanecha. Deshinui bimkomo, omed. Right, so if it got worse, he could just give the item back. So there you see, he also holds shini bimkomo, omed. Ask the Gemara Yehach, yafilu ishbiach nami yam amri, if he holds shini bimkomo, omed, then even if it got better, the nigzal should be able to say, well, I want it back now. Right, it's shini bimkom omed. So when it appreciated, it's mine. Mipnei takanas hashavim. No, we want people to do tshuva. So if we say that if the gazlan put in a lot of money, or it just got better, you know, he wouldn't want to do tshuva if he knows that he wouldn't be able to get back the appreciated amount. So that's why mipnei takanas hashavim, we say that he is allowed to keep the shevach and just give the basic amount. There isn't a machlokas rishonim here. When do you need takanas hashavim? For which type of shevach? So the Rashba says what we probably would have thought. The Rashba says that takana only is needed for shevach that happens by itself. Shevach de memela. If the gazlan himself is mashbiach the item, directly, he puts in extra money to be mashbiachid, that's not takanas hashavim, that's me'ikar adin, he could keep it. That's his, says the Rashba. So you don't need the takanas hashavim for that. You only need takanas hashavim for his shevach to memela, not for his shbiach gazlan. And his Rebbe, the Ramban, says exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. No. He says, you only need takanas hashavim for where he lost something, where he put money in, so then he's going to feel bad if he doesn't get to keep it. But shevach to memela, you don't need a takana for that. Right? It's not, he's not going to feel it there. Right? So there is, Machlokas Rashba Ramban. The Achronim wonder on the Shita of the Ramban, because if you remember, we had a four word line in back in the seventh parak. Anapatimna v'atashakout. I fan this up. You're going to take it, which is a svara that if somebody's mashbiach something, they should be able to keep a maker adin. So what do you need takanas hashavim for, according to the Ramban, for that type of shinui? Okay. Either way, that is Reb Shimon ben Elazar about shevach. Vayter, the fifth one, fifth and final one, Rabbi Yishmael Maihi. Rabbi Yishmael also holds Shinui Bimkoma Omeid. Titania, the Brisa says, Mitzvahs pay Allah Hafish Menakama. The mitzvah of leaving a corner of my field over for the Aniyim. It's a mitzvah to be mafresh that from the standing stalks. Min Hakama. Lo Hifresh Menakama, mafresh Mena Umrin. If I forgot, I did it, that I should be mafresh even after I've gathered, cut them, and made them into bundles. Lo Hifresh Mena Umrin, mafresh Mena Kri. Even I wasn't mafresh from the bundles, I should be mafresh from when I made it into huge piles. Ad shalom mercho. As long as I didn't do meruach yet, I didn't smooth out the piles, which is considered gemar malacha for the grain. At that point, I'm chayiv in shumas and maestras. Up until that point. So up until then, I can just keep being mafresh peya. Mercho, but if I did meruach already, so then I can't just take off peya and give it to the ani, because it's not fair. Because then he's going to have to take off shumas maestras from this. So ma'aser v'no selo. I have to first be ma'aser, and then I could give it to him. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, af mafrish ben isa v'nosin lo. And Rabbi Shmuel argues, no, even min ha'isa, even after you made it into a dough, I could be mafrish v'nosin lo, and just give it to him. So what do you see from Rabbi Shmuel? He holds, Shina doesn't change anything. Just because you made it into an Isa, if you've done anything, there was no Kinyan B'Shinui. Rashi says, it's Mamon She'ein Lo Tovim, right? That's the Tanakama. I'm Avish Min Ha'isa Peya Im Lo Nasna Kfar, Vilo Tanakama Min Ha'isa Lo, Dekanya B'Shinui. The Tanakama would say, you cannot. Favi Mamon She'ein Lo Tovim, you're not Mafrish in that way. Because it's Mamon She'ein Lo Tovim, you were Kone B'Shinui, therefore you lost the chance. But either way, right, that without payah doesn't make a tevel, right? You just didn't do the matnas aniyan that you were supposed to. But either way, that is Rabbi Yishmael. Tosas here, Dibraskal Merechu, this guy's an important line in the first line of Tosas. Tosas says, even if you hold of Yesh Breira, even if you hold like the opinion that once you do something in the future, so we see the roots of that in the past, you still don't say that that works by payah. Usually we would have said, what do you mean? You give the ani, so you say, oh, this was what was supposed to be paid in the first place, so then even though you did me ruach, it shouldn't be chayiv in maestris. Why don't you say that? Tosas says you don't say that. Tosas and the Rashba both say you don't say that, even if you say yesh breira. Why? Because until you do a maestra afrasha, it's not payah. It's a mitzvah afrasha. It's not just figuring out what part of this was supposed to be Ruvain's and what was supposed to be Shimon's. It's different. And it's even different because the Gemara uses Breira by Afarsha Shumas and Maestras. Right? So it must be that Peah is different. Because that's what Tosas is saying. Don't apply it to Peah. The Mitzvah's Hafrasha, which does not create Chulin, you know, that's different than Afarsha Shumas and Maestras. Hafrasha by Matnes Aniyim is different than Hafrasha by Matnes Kahuna. That's what Tosas is highlighting in his Deah. Number one. Number two, the second part of Tosas also, Tosas says, even though the Gemara says Ma'aser v'nosin lo, it all means Ma'aser v'toreim, pashtus. Right? Because why? Ma'aser and not Truma. So pashtus means Truma, unless you for sure did that before. Either way. Okay, this was all Abaya. That's what we did so far today. Abaya says, these five people, these five Tanoim, all hold Shinui bimkoma ome, they reject Shinui kona by Gzela. Comes along Rava. I'm sorry. Before that, Amalei Rav Papa La Abaya Ichbal Kolhani Tanai Lashvini Kebei Shammai. Rav Papa first says to Abaya, if they all hold like Bei Shammai, so why does each one of them have their own specific context? Just say like Bei Shammai. Amalei Hachi Gamrina Lo Nechlu Bei Shammai Beis Hillel Badavar said. No, these Tanam are saying that we think Beis Hillel also agrees to this. They wouldn't just hold like Bei Shammai. They would say in these contexts, I don't think like Gurion Meis Porik. That there's a machlokas of Beis Hillel there. No, they thought that Beis Hillel would agree to this context as well. Okay. Amar Rava. Now Rava says, arguing on all of these, Mimai, how do we know that all of these Tanam hold Shinui Bimkoma Omeid? Maybe in each of these contexts, there is a specific reason why they reject it, even if you would say Shinui is Kona. So we're going to go through each one. Dilma, Adkan Lakam Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Hasam Ela Betseva. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says by Reishis Hagez that it's not called a Shinui by dying. Why? Hoel v'yachol lahavira deitzafun. Because as we said last time, it is removable. It's a Shinui de efshar shachoz lebriyasa. Right? You can remove it with some soap. You can remove the dye. V'yadkan Lakam Rav Shimon Hasam Ela Lagavoa. And maybe Beis Shammai doesn't reject Shinui. It's just that they were talking about the carbon. We should demim imis regarding carbon gavoa to the Beis Hamikdash. There's a higher standard, and that's why he would reject this to be a carbon. The Adka Lokam Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Hasam El Inyan Bracha, and maybe Reb Elazar ben Yaakov in the case of the making the bracha by Afreshes Chala, maybe only there he rejects it. Again, even if you normally say Shinui is effective, there is different. Mishum dehavi lei mitzvah haba ba'avera. By mitzvah haba ba'avera, something lingers in the chefza, even afterward, even if you usually say Shinui is kona. But to make a bracha on it, we're not going to allow bracha in this context. Mitzvah haba ba'avera, to be mazkir shem shamayim on it, it's a language from Rashi elsewhere, right? So that is not acceptable, right? Mitzvah haba ba'avera. We'll come back. V'yad kan lo kam Reb Shimon ben Elazar hasam, and also Reb Shimon ben Elazar only says that by the case of the Shevach of the Gazlan, maybe only El Bahachasha the Hadar. Maybe he only says that there by depreciation of the animal, because there it could become appreciated again. The animal gets worse, it could get better. So that's why he says it's not called a shinui. And you can say Arisha Kalafanecha. And Rabbi Shmuel is Dafka by Peya. He says it's unchanging. Mishum dechziv ta'azov yesera. It's an extra ta'azov. You have to give it even after it is somewhat changed. Good, so that's why Rava rejects Abaya. Maybe all of these aren't saying rules, they're saying exceptions. And if you say, well, why don't we learn then from the last one? Once Rabbi Shmuel learns it by Peya, maybe that should be a model for other contexts. Matanus Aniyim Shiny. No, Matanus Aniyim can be different. Kidabai Rabbi Yonasan, Dabai Rabbi Yonasan, my time under Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum, the Kasavar. What is the reason Rabbi Shmuel says that even after you bake something, it's still chayiv in peya? Why is that? My time with Rabbi Shmuel. Right, to say it's chayiv in chala, that we all know. If somebody forgets to be mafer chala, you have to. Why? Because if you don't think of chala, it's tevel, and it's usher to eat. But peya, there's no isser to eat if I don't think of peya. There's a mitzvah. So I would have thought that once I was changed it, then it's no longer the item. It's no longer an item. It's chayiv in peya. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's still chayiv. So Rabbi Yonasan had a question within Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Why does he say it's still chayiv in peya? Kidabai Rabbi Yonasan, Dabai Rabbi Yonasan, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum takasavar shinui eino kone, is it because of the general rule, like Abaya said, that shinui is never effective? Shini eino kone? O dilma ba'amba kasavar shini kone? Or no, shinui is kone. V'hacha mishum dechsiv tazov yisera. But shini is kone in other contexts, but it's like Rava said. It's tazov yisera, right? It's an extra pasuk. So Rabbi Yonasan had mamish that suffik Abaya and Rava. V'imtim salam our time of Rabbi Shmuel mishum dechsav our shini eino kone. And if you would say that Rabbi Shmuel is because shini is not kone, tazov, and that's why you still have a chiyuv to take off peya. Tazov yisera because of Rachmana Lamali. What would you do with the extra tazov? V'sula Rabbanan tazov yisera because of Rachmana Lamali. And what do the Rabbanan anyway do with tazov? Because they definitely hold shinui is kone. Skora says it's not a problem. Miboile, look at the Tanya. So we have something else to use that for. The Brisa says, Hamafker karmo, vishkim laboker, bitsaro. Somebody's mafker their vineyard, because they know that hefker is putter from all the matanos. So they want to get out of it. But the next morning, after their mafker, they get up early and are re-zocha it. So the Torah says, doesn't work. Torah says, that's playing tricks, it doesn't work. You're still chayiv in all these things. Chayiv beperet, uba ololos, those are the matnas aniyim by grapes, uba shechacha, uba peya, upater ben a meiser. Meiser has a special pasuk, you're still pater there. Right, tazo, there's a tazo of yisera. But that's what you use tazo for, right, by, in all these contexts. Period. So we have a machlokes between Abaya and Rava, whether all of these tanam reject shinui, they all hold shinui become a omeid, or no, they hold shini kone, but they say there's a special din by each of these contexts, a special limud, why here specifically the shinui wouldn't be effective. Okay, mitzvah baba there is a huge topic. It came up here. It doesn't come up that often in the Bavli, which is interesting. One would think that it would come up a lot. But it just comes up very not often, right? It comes up here by making a bracha, by a fresh eschala. It comes up in the beginning of Lulav Agazel, by Karbon, by Lulav. That's why there were even some Rishonim, Balei HaTosfos. Not, we don't have this in our Tosfos, but the Ritva in Sukkah quotes Balei HaTosfos that say Mitzvah Babavir does not apply to all mitzvos. It applies to mitzvos shel ritzui. Mitzvos that are supposed to be meratzemi, bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, all mitzvos are supposed to bring me close to Hashem. But there are some that that's what the mitzvah, the mahus of the mitzvah is about. Karbon, lulav, which we shake a lulav during davening. Davening is like a karbon. Or here, making a bracha. That also on a Durabana level, mitzvah ba'bavera, right? But by other contexts, you know, it wouldn't apply, right? It's different than the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has it by matzah, right? By matzah, the case that we said before about stealing matzah, mitzvah ba'bavera, right? So the Gemara talks about it also in one other context, in the Bavli, where it talks about it by lo'olam bahem tavodu, right? Freeing a slave in order to help make a minion. You want to remember the Mems in Maseches Brachas talks about it there too. But the Ritva has that Deya that it's limited. The Yerushalmi has a more expanded view. But again, there's a lot to talk about by Mitzvah Baba Vera, but we'll leave it for now. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We hold like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, which was Reb Shimon ben Elazar. That was number four. That was right here in the Brisa about the Gazlon being Mashbiach. Right, so you can say, Arish HaKol Fanecha, we hold like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Shinui is bimkoma omet. Does Shmuel really say this? Shmuel says that we hold like Reb Shimon ben Elazar that Shinui doesn't do anything by Gezela. But v'hamar Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel say we had this back in the first parak and we made a big deal about it? And Shmuel says, Ein Shamin lo laganav lo lagazlan elo lenezikin. Remember the sugya of Ein Shamin? Rashi there explains, and also Rashi here, that a gazlan, if there's something that happens to the item that I stole, I don't give back the broken shards and pay the difference between the shards and the item. No, I keep the shards and I give you back money for everything. That's called Ein Shamin. You don't estimate the difference. Why? Because of Kinyane, Geneva, and Gzela. That's what Tosva said. That was a great Tosva. Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Tosva said there, what's the svar for Ein Shamin? Degana v'gazlan, Kna'a kanu miyad kisho tziyom irshus bailim. Agana v'gazlan, arkone the item. Ein Shamin is the classic halacha that is used to highlight Kinyane, Geneva, and Gzela. So right when it changes, different than Mazik. If I smash your headlight, I don't owe you a new car. I owe you the difference between your car with a broken headlight and a car with a good headlight. They don't kinyane mazik. This kinyane gnev and zela. So he asks the Gemara, how could Shmuel say that we hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says Shinu yizbim kama omeid? Shmuel says ain't shaman. Lo laganav lo lagazlan elan ezekin. Right, he holds that. So the Gemara says, Bishlamala Rava, according to Rava, who says that this isn't a general rule, but these are all exceptions, so it's fine. Bishlamala Rava da Amar, Ki Kamar Shabbat Elazar Hasan Bachasha da Hadar. Right, remember, Rava limited that Rav Shimon Elazar only says his shita by Hachasha depreciation that is reversible. So, Lokasha, then there's no problem. Ki Kamar Alak Rav Shimon Elazar, when did he say that Bishini Bimkoma Omeid Pachasha da Hadar? Shmuel only said his shita by Hachasha that is reversible. Vikamar Shmuel Hasam Ein Shamin Lolaganav Lolagazlan Elin Ezekin Bachasha da Lohadar. And when he says Kinyanim are effective, so that's only by Hachasha that is not reversible. Fine. Elola Abaya to Amar Ki Kamar Shimon Elazar Pachasha de Lohadar Kamar. But according to Abaya, who says that it's a general rule, Rav Shimon Elazar holds Shini Mimkama Omeid, and Shmuel says the halacha is like him. Michael and Meimar were stuck. How could Shmuel say both? Answer: Abaya Masniachi. This is how Abaya would have that line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amru. They, the Chachamim, say, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar, v'lei lo sfirlei. Shmuel was not saying his own shita. Shmuel was saying that many hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but Shmuel himself does not. Shmuel holds Shini Kone, and that's why Shmuel says, Ein Shaman. Period. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Yochanan. Continuing. Dvar Torah, Gzeila Hanishtanis, Choseres Beinei. Mida Oraisa, says Rav Yochanan. Gzela that was changed goes back. Choseres Beinei Shenemar Veishav as Gzela Shagazal Mikom Makom. Right, not Shinui Kona. It goes back even if there is a Shinui. V'yim Tamar Mishnah Seinu I our Mishnah Kol Gazlanim Mishalman Kshas Gzela. Right, Shinui is Kona. Mishum Takana Sashavim. Wow. So Rabbi Yochanan says Shinui Kona Drabanan. Midaraisa Shinui is not Kona. You have to give it back. No matter what, I the Mishnah Takanas Hashavim. Midrabanan, we say there's a concept of Shinui. Says the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Halchi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? But from Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kista Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says we always passing like the anonymous Mishnah is Vitznan, and the Mishnah that we've quoted a number of times already says, Reshus Agaz, Lo Hispik Litna Lo Achit Svel Pater. If I color the wool, so I'm Pater from Reshus Agaz. Right, there's no coin that's being tovei on me, and I've changed the item. And remember, that's even the, if you think about the Evan Ozel from before, even a higher standard we should have by Reish Lageis, and still Shini works here. So how could Rabbi Yochanan, and there's no concept of the Kanes Hashavim there. They were talking about on a Daraisa level. So the Gemara answers, Amarlu Ahu Midrabanan, Verab Yaakov Shmei. Rabbi Yaakov answered, Lididi, Mifishali Minei, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained it to me, Kagon, Shegazal Eitzim Mishupin. Va'asan Kalim. The Mishnah is about a case where there was no shinui. Right? You stole smoothed out wood. Right? And that's why, that's how you interpret the Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah there is a case where there was no shinui. Right? And therefore, that's why it works. Right? Rashi says, Mishum hachi kam Rabbi Yochanan, the time of Mishum takanas hashavim hu. The shinui ki hai lav shinui hu. That's why he says, that type of shinui is not a shinui. But in Echidami, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that real shinuyim are shinuyim. Good. Tana Rabbanan Vayter. Again, a lot to say on the coming up lines. We'll squeeze in what we can. Hagazlanin mo'avi b'ribis shech ziru. A gazlan, or somebody who borrowed with interest, who wants to return what they stole. Ein makabel mehen. Wow. You don't accept it. The gazlan brings his money. V'makabel mehen ein ruach hacham noche emenu. And whoever accepts, the ruach hachamim are not happy with that. What does that mean, ruach hacham noche emenu? Rashi. Ein ruach chachma v'chasidus bekirbo. Wow. He doesn't have piety within him. If you look in the Gilyan Ashas here, he quotes the Tosfos Yatav in Pirkei Avos. And the Marsha here also says the same thing, that all other places in Shas, Rashi has a different pshat of ruach hacham noche emenu. And Pashas, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that you're a terrible person. Ein ruach hacham noche emenu means you're not doing the best thing. Rashi here says you're terrible. Ain ruchem v'chasidus, but you have nothing in you. You have no piety in you. That's pretty extreme. So they just ask the question, right? The Tosfos Yontif there, quoted here in Rukiv Eger, the Marsha here, they quote. You know, it's unusual that Rashi gives this pshat here. But either way, the Gemara says that you're not supposed to accept what the Gazlan brings. Ask the Gemara why. What's going on here? Rabbi Yochanan b'mei Rebbe nishes b'shnazu. Rabbi Yochanan says this was said at the time of Rebbe. Titanya the Brisa says it's based on a story. Maisa v'adam echad shebikesh lasos tshuva. Somebody wanted to do tshuva. Gazlan wanted to do tshuva. Amar lo ishto reka. His wife says to him. You know, sometimes women, the wives help out, but sometimes women make it worse. Like here, reka imatao said tshuva. Afilu avnet eno shalcha. If you do tshuva, even the belt that you're wearing, you're going to have to give away and pay back. It's going to be terrible for you. V'nimnav lo asa tshuva. And because of that, his wife convinced him not to do tshuva. It'll be too hard. Ba'osa shah amru. At that moment, they said, you know what? You can do tshuva without giving stuff back. Ha'gazlonev amale beribish echziru. Ein makabo mehen. V'amakabo mehen ein ruach hacham noche emenu. Wow. Amazing. Ask all the Rishonim that there are many stories in Shas where Gazlanim did return. And where Bezin made them return. So, right, wonderful. Rebbe says this, but asks Tosfos. Tosfos asks in Bimei Rebbe. He quotes from the Gemara later on, on Tzadi Vav, Kuftes Vav, Bamitsiya Dafei, Babasalama Gimel, Bamitsiya Samachav, many Gemaras that Malve Beribis and Gazlanim return their items. So there are three suggestions given in the Rishonim. What do you do with this Gemara? First, Rabbeinu Tam, beginning of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, Dilo Lefanav, Dilo Leacharav, Elo Ledora Dafka Tikin. Rebbe made this Takana specifically for his generation, not before, not after. And that's why Tosfos says all the questions that we have are from Brises. Right, which were taught by Rabbi Chia, the Talmud of Rebbe, in that generation. They didn't ask for Mishnayos, which were before Rebbe, because there was no Takana then. Okay, answer number one. Answer number two, the quotes, a couple of lines later, that the Rebbe was only Misakein for those who basically, they're Gazlonim by trade. Then it's impossible. Like the story you have to give even your belt. If somebody steals once here, once there, Akroi, of course you have to pay back. That's not going to prevent you from doing tshuva. Number two. Number three, Tosfos rejects this one, but the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yohanan and the Shita all say it. Maybe the Takana was only for people who start doing tshuva. People start doing tshuva, then we'll say, okay, you have a Takana, if it's going to be too hard, keep it. Somebody doesn't do tshuva, a Rosh, a Gamor, of course we're going to find him and track him down and make him pay. And take it from him. So three different days in the Rishonim. How do you put this Gemara together with the other Gemaras in Shas? Meisvei, let's do a little more. Meisvei. So all these Brises, we're going to quote a number of Brises that tell us that even in that generation, right, this is according to Rabbeinu Tam Shat, that you pay back. If a man dies and he left his children ribbis money that he had collected, even though they know it's ribbis money, ain chayav in lachzir. They don't have to return it. We're going to have the machlokas about the reasons of this in a couple of weeks. Kufyud Beis. Inu hu delo. So we're medayik. Only the children do not have to return the ribis. Ha'aviyim chayim lahachzir. Mashma, the father would have to return the ribis. Kashan Rebbe. Answer, bedinu davim nami and chayim lahachzir. No, even their father would not have to return. Father Tani bedid too. Why did it say it about the children? Mishum de gabay lemisti seifa. Because the next line of the brisa. Hidiach lem aviyim para vitalis v'chodavar misuyam. If their father left him a specific item that is obviously stolen, chayim lahachzir mishum kvot mebekvot aviyim. Then he has to give them back because of covet. Tana Rishonami bidid too. So because the Sefer talks about father, the children, so to the Risha, but really the father wouldn't have to return either. Says the Gemara, b'rikvot avim chayvan la'achzir. Because of the covet of their father, they have to return the item that's obviously stolen. But ikri kan v'nasi ba'amcha lo sor, ben osa maisa amcha. You only have to give covet to a father when he's osa maisa amcha. If the father was a Rasha, if the father was a Gazlan, you don't have to worry about his covet. Answer, Kedam Rav Pinchas b'sha'asa tshuva, hachanami b'sha'asa tshuva. Maybe the father did tshuva. He asa tshuva, my boy gabe, he boy la'adure. If he did tshuva, what do they have it for? Shlo hispeg la'achzer ha'chemes. They didn't have a chance to return it. Right? He did tshuva, but he died before he got to return it, so that's in that case, they have to return it. Period. What do you see from this Gemara? What does it sound like from this Gemara? Is there kibud of a aim by a father who's a Rasha? Sounds like no. That's the pashas of this Gemara. Gemara says, "Ba'usa ma'isa amcha," which is very difficult for the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Beferish that even by a father, Russia, one still has to have kibud avim." Vav yud aleph in Hilchas Mamrim. Afilo haya aviv Russia ubal averos mechabdo umisyare mimenu. Even if your father, if you see your father doing avera, you're not going to tell him that's wrong. You have to say, doesn't it say in the Torah this right? Kilu shoel velo masiro. Ask all the Nosei Kelim. It's beferish against this Gemara. What's the Rambam talking about? It's against the Gemara. So many answered, the Torah asked this, everybody asked this on the Rambam. So it's an obvious question. So the Ketzer Mishnah says maybe it only is a problem. You have to give kavod, the Rambam says, b'chaye ha'av, to an av rasha. But after the father dies, so then there's the chilek. If your and one father's not a rasha, then even after he dies, you have to give kavod. But that's what the difference is. Rasha la'achar mosa, you don't have to give kavod. And that's what the Gemara is talking about here. Number one. Another answer given, the Pnei Yeshua here says, generally the Rambam's right, but you don't have to be mechabit him in the avera that he did. Here we're talking about being, he stole, so now to be mechabit him in what he stole, so that you wouldn't have to do. Specifically in this, it's like having nemanus in what he's not neman for. He's not, you could be neman in other contexts. So, a couple of other answers given, but those are the two of the big ones, that are given for the Rambam. Okay, we should do two more lines. Let's just do one more brisa. Tashma. Ha-gazlanim ave beribis av bishagavu machzirin. Even though they already collected, they give back. Gazlanim ashagavu ika. What do you mean? What they collect, even though they collected. What does that mean? E gazel, gazel, e lo gazel, lo gazel. Did the guy steal yet or didn't steal yet? What does it mean? So ela ema ha-gazlanim umayninhu malve beribis. It's one case. People who lend with interest, even though they collected the interest, you have to give it back. Kasha, you see, you give back. Amri machzirin ve makalamehen. No, they could give back, but you shouldn't accept it. El alama machzirin, latseis, yidei, shamayim. They're supposed to try to give it back, but it's your job not to take it. Because of the takana of takana tashavim and all the answers that we had, only in that generation, only people who don't do tshuva. All people do tshuva, v'chulu, all the other answers. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tashma. For Hashem, we will continue. And again, today's shiur was sponsored by the Orlinsky family. Le Zeichen Ishmas Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael Orlinsky, Zechron Levracha.